Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Own the Room chronicles five students from disparate corners of the planet as they take their budding business venture to Macau, China, and compete for the Global Student Entrepreneurs Award. We have on the line with us now Santosh Pandey, the co-founder of Offering Happiness. Santosh was one of those global student entrepreneurs. Santosh, great to have you with us today. Welcome to Weekend Mornings on Money FM.
Thank you so much for inviting. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. All right. So how did you tell us about Own the Room? What was your input? And of course, we want to hear all about it. What happened?
So Own the Room is a documentary or movie that features five of the student entrepreneurs from all around the globe. So I'm one of the featured character or entrepreneur over there. So representing Nepal and Asia. So we have other entrepreneur from Greece, Kenya, Puerto Rico, and U.S. or Venezuela. So this is immigrant from Venezuela, representing U.S.
Nice.
So five of us are competing for a Global Student Entrepreneurs Award, which is $100,000 prize money. That's the theme of the whole movie, actually. So we win in our own country, then represent the country in the global finals. And that's the storyline.
It's Santosh, I'm going to jump in here because you almost glossed over, you're being very humble, but you are representing an entire continent, my friend,
as well
as your country. And you just sort of went, oh, I got picked for Nepal and for Asia. You're talking about a continent of billions of people, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of young entrepreneurs. Disney Plus, as you mentioned, has this new show, On the Room, where they're going to chronicle five students from five parts of the world, and you have been picked to represent Asia. What is it they liked? What is it you did? What is your initiative, this Offering Happiness? And how did you feel when you were selected?
So back in 2017, I started a company, Offering Happiness. So the reason behind starting Offering Happiness was the immigration problem that's here in Nepal. So more than 5 million Nepalese, it's around just 30 million population in Nepal, and 5 million Nepalese are living abroad. And there's an emotional gap. I mean, people go abroad to for foreign employment, job opportunities, a lot of other stuff, purposes. And there's an emotional gap in between families, friends. So that's where we wanted to bridge in. So we wanted to come in between them and connect them emotionally by sending gifts, experiences, and planning surprises, actually. And that's something that was catching up in Nepal. And we're creating a lot of happiness moment in Nepal's happiness stories. We're delivering gifts to millions of people. So that's how I started.
You're getting asked to deliver some gifts right now, live, national radio. Wonderful stuff. So, Santosh, how did it work in terms of, did you contact Disney or did they contact you? How did that work? And what criteria did you have to meet?
So it's an interesting story. So I won, there's a competition that's Global Student Entrepreneurs Award that takes place every year. So I took part in Nepal and I won in the national finals in Nepal. So, and then I think the Disney Plus team, I mean the National Geography Documentary Films team, actually reached out to me telling that they loved my story and they want to feature my story. So that I can share my story to entire world. I think they found that the story interesting, and that's how it started. And in the beginning, it was like I just got an email, and I just thought, okay, this is a random email or something. But I replied it. I thought maybe it's something. So, but later on, it turned out to be a big opportunity for me, where I got to share my story to entire world. Yeah.
Wow. That's how it started. Santosh, we're talking with Santosh Pandey, the co-founder of Offering Happiness, based in Nepal. And when you first wanted to get on this Own the Room documentary and program, what was your goal? What were you hoping to achieve by doing that? Was it just about making more money or what was it?
So being part of, the documentary Own the Room was a little different. When in the beginning it was... while we were shooting, that movie was in the production time, they used to ask me so many intriguing questions that actually made my business better, actually. So I could reflect back. They used to ask me a lot of questions. It could be some sort of personal questions or business questions. And that actually made me make my business model better or make myself better. And that's one way. And later on when, the trailer is out and everyone is, the trailer was out and everyone started sharing it. And then I realized that it's not just about my story. It's going to represent a Nepalese story. It's going to represent Asian stories. And then people are going to get inspired. I've been getting messages, from my students. People in LinkedIn, Instagram, and everywhere. So people have started telling that you guys actually have inspired a lot. You guys represent us. And I think that's something that we want to I personally want to inspire a lot of students to start their own journey or venture or their own initiative.
I feel like problems. I'm interviewing Elon Musk or Bill Gates. Your phone keeps going off every 2 seconds. It's absolutely wonderful. And look, you said you launched Offering Happiness, which has already delivered more than 10,000 gifts and experiences across Nepal, which is wonderful. You're also a founder of Change Bakat Tupar, if I've said it correctly, apologies if I haven't, which is a youth-led campaign addressing social issues within that particular community. What is that about?
So when I was in high school, I was a very introvert guy. I could not talk to a single person.
Wait, back up there. You were an introvert. Because I'm not seeing that at all right now.
I was totally introvert, yeah. I studied in a military school for 7 years, and I had no interaction with any outsiders. Then I came to real world outside. Then I felt that I had a hard time interacting with people. Then I made a move that I want to start something. I want to start something very small, but that's going to at least change my life. And then I started a campaign called Change Bhaktapur. It's like you mentioned, it's a small initiative that we took. Back 10 years back. So, and then that's where we started organizing different social events sometimes activism campaigns. Nepalese government, it's not that perfect. So there are a lot of corruption. There are lots of wrong happenings, and we started raising voice against it as well. And that's how my journey started. And that guy who was very introvert, who could not talk to people, is now sharing story to entire world and even talking to you guys right now here.
And you started that when you were in high school, did you say?
Yeah, I was in high school.
Unbelievable. What an inspirational character he is, huh, Glenn?
I just feel like I've wasted most of my life when I have the guests that we've had on today, Neil. Really, I feel so grateful for them. But I feel like, what the heck have I done with my life?
It's extraordinary. So Own the Room, I believe it's ongoing now. It's on. Yeah. It started on 12th of March. It's on Disney Plus. So anyone in Singapore can watch you on Disney Plus with the four other students who've come from all parts of the planet, young entrepreneurs. They're leading towards this competition, the Global Student Entrepreneur Awards. I don't know where it's at, and I don't want you to spoil it. People can watch the TV series and find out for themselves. But what happens for you now, Santosh? Where do you go from here? What are your plans? Apart from world domination, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
What else are your plans?
I think my major plans or goal is to connect people, be it in terms of not just Nepalese living abroad or here. We want to connect people. There are similar problems in a lot of other Asian countries as well, South Asian countries mostly, because people migrate for foreign employments, and there is the emotional gap. I think we are going to first go in those countries and have our Offering Happiness there. That's the first goal that I want to go, because we now want to be a global brand. Like you said, not the world domination, but definitely we want to be bigger. That's one. And for personal, as an entrepreneur, I want to start other multiple ventures and solve multiple problems as well, because I've always started doing it. But I want to do it in global scale. I want to solve more problems, actually. Yeah.
No, that's perfect. Right. I'm laughing because you said, yes, like you said, I want world domination. That's number one. Number two, and then you carried on to the next thing.
Hey, Santosh, got to tell you, on Facebook Live right now, Sky says, optimistic Santosh. LL Tan says, Santosh personifies happiness with a big smile. Sushan says, really humble person. Stanley C says, good job, Santosh. You are inspiring. So clearly you are touching a chord here among people with what you've done so far.
Offering happiness.
Santosh, I want to encourage you to go ahead and put whatever information about Offering Happiness or what you're doing into the chat on Facebook Live after we finish. But in the meantime, we just want to thank you for being with us. The premiere of Own the Room is exclusively on Disney Plus starting on the 12th of March. That's yesterday. Yep. So it's on already. And it's about five students from different corners of the planet as they take their budding business ventures to Macau to compete in the Global Student Entrepreneur Awards. Well, it was a mouthful, I know. But Santosh, thanks for being with us and sharing your story. We look forward to following you as you get to world domination. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.